I'm always ready.
I'm always ready. And you know what that means. It's time to debate. Ladies and gentlemen, I am Kieran Sandulo once again, bringing you back to another episode of Versus. I am, as always, joined by my co-host, Miles Sprong. How you doing, Miles?
You know, I'm living life to the fullest.
Good to know, good to know. Well, folks, one funny thing that happened. I forgot to make a poll for the last episode of Versus, which was unfortunate. We never actually found out who would win between a billion lions and one of every Pokemon. We never found out. But if I could find... Miles, do you have a coin? If you tell Siri to flip a coin right now, I am not going to ask you. I want a physical thing.
Call it in the air.
Give me a physical coin.
Call it in the air.
You're going to flip the phone?
Or no, no. I mean, like, call it in the air. Like, what? Which one do you want?
We'll go heads.
Flip a coin.
It's heads.
All right. That's you.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, our topic for today, who would win? The Power Rangers or the Transformers?
I'm on the Power Rangers side, obviously.
And I love the Transformers. I was raised on Power Rangers and Transformers, but I always loved Transformers more.
I don't think I've seen the finish or watched every series all the way through, but I've definitely watched a lot of them. Again, not all the way through, but I've watched at least a couple of episodes from probably all of the Power Rangers ones, except for like the new ones.
Every single Power Rangers show before 2020. I have seen every Power Rangers show.
Yeah, me too.
Because Power Rangers raised me, but Transformers more so. I was watching G1 Transformers, Transformers Prime, Transformers, like all of the weird, obscure animated ones. Beast Wars.
I mean, who could forget about Beast Wars?
Beast Wars is the best Transformers animated series of all time. If nobody has ever heard of it, Google Transformers Beast Wars and tell me exactly what you see. It's great.
I'm not gonna lie, I don't really remember. Hold on. Uno Memento, Senor.
It was the first 3D animated Transformers show.
Transformers Beast Wars. Oh, yikes.
Yep. I love it. It's great.
It's
great.
Out of all the shows in the world, that's definitely one of them.
It's great. Everybody, I highly recommend you Google right now Transformers Beast Wars and tell me how awful it looks.
It looks phenomenal, honestly. Oh, yeah, I mean, just look at that cover picture.
I know, right?
Yikes, that's...
It's great, though.
That's interesting.
We love Transformers Beast Wars. Now, I believe the Transformers easily sweep this one.
No.
I do. Do you know why?
Why?
We have two planets.
Okay.
We have full-on planets. As in, the Transformers are planets. Unicron is a planet, but he's also a robot. But even if we... Let's say... You know what? Just for the sake of being fair, we'll ignore Unicron and Cybertron. I don't have those guys.
Yeah, because they're too busy being planets.
They're too busy being planets. Well, Unicron eats planets.
They're too busy being planets, though.
Mm.
We'll just say they're out on vacation.
I will say... Now, Transformers are... interesting, because they aren't necessarily limited to being vehicles.
Yeah, no.
They can be full-on creatures if they want to.
Yeah.
We have, actually, there's two different ones that can be animals. There's Maximals and Predacons. They're just be animals.
Like the people from Mortal Kombat.
What?
They have the animalities. You can just turn into, or like Nightwolf. I don't know why that popped in my mind.
I think it's funny that Scorpion's animality turns him into a kangaroo.
Does it?
Scorpion's animality is a kangaroo.
In the new one?
Yeah. And when it first happened, when they first came out.
There's no way.
Mm-hmm. Scorpion was a kangaroo. It may be different for Mortal Kombat 1, because it's a different... Because now Scorpion is Kuai Liang, but...
Well, let's pull up this animality right here.
I'm going to talk about some more Transformers stuff. Transformers...
Penguin. He turned into a penguin.
That's weird.
And he pooped out an explosive egg.
Yeah, that scans. Anyways, Transformers. Transformers, there's this really fun game called The War for Cybertron. And in The War for Cybertron, one of the characters that you see there is a full-on city.
Just a straight-up city.
Yes. Metroplex is a Transformer that is a city.
Metro Boomin wants some more.
What? Sorry.
It's Metro Boomin's producer tag.
Metroplex is a big guy. Because now Transformers are already pretty big. I bet if you put Optimus Prime next to like any Power Rangers Megazord, he would be maybe like half the size.
Oh yeah, half the size, yeah.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
But way bigger than the actual Power Rangers.
I would say that, well, because you know they each have their own individual Zords and then they go into one.
Optimus would smack the crap out of one of those.
I would say that one individual Zord is probably like the same size as an Optimus Prime.
Yeah. And he would smack the crap out of it. He's got a big sword.
Well,
and guns. I don't think the Power Rangers are really fond of guns, except for like that one, that one series where they had guns as their like morphers.
They had guns as their morphers.
Yeah, they put discs into the guns.
Oh yeah, I know. Oh, which one was that?
Then they just shot forward, and then it would just. I think it would have been. In the Japanese version, they shot themselves to transform, which was, you know, it didn't slide in the American version.
Yeah, I would understand why it wouldn't. Oh, which one was that? I know in SBD they had some weird blaster things.
Yeah, they had guns in SBD. They also
because they were the Space Police Department.
Uh-huh, I think they also had it in RPM.
Yeah, get in gear.
Yeah. I think that was the one thing that they had. They also, in Samurai, it was just straight up swords.
Yeah, it was just swords. Because it's Samurai.
It's Samurai. They have to have swords. They just slide a little disc onto it and spin
yeah.
it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Transformers don't have any of that. But what they do have is the ability to see a vehicle and be like, I want to be that. And then they are that. So as long as they have the mass for it, as long as they're big enough, you know what I think they could do? I think the Transformers could turn into the Zords.
No, can they just change it up like that?
Yeah.
What? Yeah. Well, then why isn't Optimus Prime turn into like a tank?
He doesn't want to. He likes being a truck.
Well, Bumblebee goes from a Beetle
to a Dodge Charger to a Corvette.
Yeah.
To a Camaro.
Yeah.
Because he wants to change it up. Bumblebee likes to switch things up. Optimus Prime wants to be a truck.
I think that's more just how they remade the...
No, it's even just in different G1, versions. No, even in G1, Bumblebee changed his cars up maybe like twice a season. Optimus Prime has been two different kinds of trucks. He's been like the flat front truck, right? And then like the big Mack semi-truck, right? With like a nose. You know the ones I'm talking about in the Bay movies? Yeah. He's been... All of the Transformers have multiple different vehicle modes.
Hmm.
They can copy it down and just be like, all right, I'm going to be that.
Hmm.
I think Mirage has been... Like, even in Rise of the Beasts, the new one, Mirage, as voiced by Pete Davidson, repeatedly, in one sequence, transforms into 17 different vehicles. That's one of funny. Them being a Formula One car, the other being a Bugatti. I think he turns into a minivan at one point. He literally turns into just so many luxury cars. It's hilarious. Just peak, just like, all right, I can be whatever the heck you want. I'm a Transformer. I see a car, it's mine now. I can be that.
But I don't know if... I mean, a Mack truck compared to a Zord.
A Mack truck is a big truck.
Well, yeah, but I'm not saying it's not. I'm saying, like, that, like a regular-sized Mack truck bigger than a regular Zord? I don't think so.
Megatron. Megatron has it multiple
The original
parts.
One, they had full-on, like, giant mechanical dinosaurs.
Yeah. Do you know what Megatron could turn into? A gun. Megatron's initial, his first transformation in the G1 TV series is a Walter P-38.
They're nimble.
Yeah, the dinosaurs are nimble.
Yeah, because they got good pilots.
Megatron is a gun that Starscream can shoot.
Uh-huh.
And he turns into a plane at one point.
Starscream ain't nothing.
Megatron is. Megatron has been gun, tank, plane. What was he in Beast Wars?
I think
he was
no
a dinosaur
idea.
In Beast Wars as well. We got a big monkey. What are you going to do when I send a big monkey at him?
Counter that with a different animal from maybe... what was that one? Wild Force. Wild Force.
Wild Force.
Dude, that one was peak. I'm sorry.
What are you going to send it?
They all worked at the pizza shop.
That one was pretty good.
Dude, that one was fire.
What are you going to do? What animal are you using from Wild Force?
Oh, they had... What did they have? Dude, I haven't watched these in so long. They had a tiger. They had...
Mm-hmm.
Oh, God. Dude, I'm blanking. I know the red one was like a tiger of some kind.
Okay, they're in Beast Wars and in Rise of the Beasts, you see a panther. Panther robot. Panther
Wild
Transformer.
Force. Power Rangers Wild Force.
We got big, big robot.
Is this the one where they worked at the pizza shop? Oh, no, this is a different one. It's a different one than what I was thinking. They've got multiple ones where they're like animals.
Yeah.
What's the one that I'm thinking of? Jungle Fury.
That's the
one I was thinking of. Yeah.
That's a good one.
32 episodes. Yeah, this one was fire. They had... Hold on. Red Ranger. Okay, why is it not telling me the... Well, they had... Okay, the only ones with names are the Rhino Ranger, the Wolf Ranger, the Elephant Ranger, the Bat Ranger, and the Shark Ranger. What you gonna do when a Shark Ranger comes after you?
Grimlock?
No.
I'm gonna send Grimlock. He turns into a T-Rex.
Can I include, the Black... Or Daishi?
Yeah, you can keep Daishi in there.
Yes. All right, then, yes. What's someone that turns into a panther or a panther or a tiger gonna do when Daishi, the Black Lion Warrior, and, you know, Daishi, an ancient evil spirit infesting a young man's body, comes at you?
Devastator, probably. What do you know about Devastator?
I don't know nothing
Devastator
about...
Devastator is what is known as a combiner transformer. Much like your Transformers your Power Rangers Megazords, Devastator is a combination mech of multiple different Transformers made up of, guess what, construction vehicles. He is gigantic because he's made up of a crane, a steamroller, a dump truck... I think a combine, maybe? Hold on, let me see Devastator. Let's see the Michael Bay Devastator. Devastator Transformers. Let's see him. Boom. Look at this guy. Look at him. Look at this man.
That's a monstrosity.
Exactly. Guess how tall he is. Guess how big he is.
How big?
About 150 feet tall.
Oh, Jesus.
He will stomp the Power Rangers. Daishi, he ain't got nothing on Devastator. To all of our listeners, Google Devastator Transformers Michael Bay, and you will see.
Okay, so Red Ranger has a tiger.
Yep.
The girl one, I forget which color she is. Yellow. Yellow, she had the cheetah.
Mm-hmm.
Then blue had a jaguar.
Hmm.
And then there was multiple spirits. And that's, you know, that's the shark, elephant, antelope, penguin, gorilla, wolf.
Mm.
And then Daishi with the lion. The lion. Rawr. Oh, can I include the toy exclusives?
No.
Why can't I include the action figures not in the show?
No.
Okay.
We're going TV canon. Or TV and comic canon.
Did you watch Megaforce and Super Megaforce ever? I
absolutely loved Megaforce.
Dude, Megaforce was so fire. So I love Super Megaforce more, though. What's the dude in their headquarters, the big head guy? The guy that looks like their morphers are in the shape of his head.
I forget his name.
Yeah, I know. Hold on. Super Megaforce Mentor. Gosei.
Gosei.
Can Gosei, like, be someone?
I don't think Gosei is anybody.
Yeah, I know.
He's literally just a floating head.
I know.
I'm surprised you haven't brought up any of the bad guys yet.
Oh, I can use bad guys?
Yeah.
Oh.
I'm using bad guys.
Brick, yeah, dude.
Just no planets.
What about, what's his face from Megaforce? The prince and then the other guy who had the armada.
Mm.
Dude, you send a whole armada of millions and millions of little guys. Yeah, I mean it's go back to the billion lions argument. You get enough of them, they could take something down.
But not Metroplex.
Well, yeah, no. Well, I'm saying they could take something down, like, you know.
Have you ever considered what would happen if Metroplex decided one day he didn't want to be a city, he wanted to be a Star Destroyer?
Well, he'd have to watch Star Wars first.
He could watch Star Wars.
No, he can't.
Why not?
Does Star Wars exist in Transformers?
Star Wars absolutely exists in Transformers. Because multiple Star Wars references are made in pretty much every Transformers movie.
Okay, then you can use that. Well, then they've got a big old...
Seinfeld exists in the Transformers canon.
Okay, I'm sorry. the guys in Super Megaforce had a huge ship like that, and had many other smaller ships, still huge ships, but had many other ships along with it, so... You play the numbers game again.
What if I turned Metroplex into the Death Star?
Okay, just a smaller one. Come on.
Just a small one.
No, because then
just a little tiny Death Star.
No, because then he could be like, oh, you know, I want to destroy the planet. Boom.
Transformers also don't necessarily have to be vehicles. In the Bay movies, we also see Transformers that turn into household appliances. There's a little guy that turns into a blender. At one point,
he
turns
into a microwave. What would that be useful for?
Stealth. They're called robots in disguise. They hide.
Well, the samurais use their samurai senses and be like...
I don't think that they have that.
Yes, they do.
No?
They absolutely have some sort of instincts of some kind.
Yeah, instincts. They're not going to be immediate thought. You have any idea how many episodes of Power Rangers Samurai have resulted in absolute world-ending chaos because one of them forgot to do the dishes? They have instinct, but that does not necessarily mean they are smart.
How about Ninja Storm? Do you think they would have instinct?
Same deal.
Okay, literally every... No, not every single one of them.
None of the Power Ranger groups are like...
Well, if they know that they can do that, then the Mystic Force people would just be like, reveal yourself!
Mystic Force. But this is technology.
Yeah, but they can just...
But can they?
Yeah. Absolutely they can. Sure. Absolutely they can. See the kind of stuff that they pull off in the show?
Yeah, magic.
Yeah, magic.
What does magic do to robot guy?
Or just reveal, like in Harry Potter, Revelio.
It's a robot that made itself into a blender.
Yeah, but
as far as
but any, you can Revelio and boom, you know it's the blender.
It's literally a blender. After that point, it is just a blender.
But no, I don't think you understand what I'm saying.
Straight up blender.
Yeah, they can disguise as a blender.
And function as a blender. It maintains the functionality of a blender.
Okay, yeah, but it's still, but in its core, it is a disguise for a sentient robot.
Yes, a physical disguise, not a magic disguise.
But magic doesn't just work on other magic things. That's not how magic works.
I am fairly certain that's how it worked in Mystic Force.
That is absolutely not how it works in Mystic Force.
Yes, it is how it worked in Mystic Force.
No, it's not.
Yes!
No!
Yes! They absolutely use magic on magic. And yeah, I am no for sure that they have never used magic to dispel a physical thing, except maybe to, like, blow a door open or something.
Yeah. But if they can blow a door open, they can just be like, there you go. Boom. Now
tell
you're...
Tell me how they know it's the blender. You've made the
they
only
don't,
argument...
But if there's a disguise, and they know that they can disguise... Then they do some sort of spell
they
to reveal
know
a
that
disguise.
They can disguise as cars.
Yeah.
They wouldn't think about the blender. They aren't smart enough to think about
if
the blender.
If you can disguise as that, you can disguise as anything else.
They're big. They've seen them big. They wouldn't expect one to be small enough to be a blender.
Well, here we go. Now I have an entire list of their spells.
Let's see what Mystic Force can do.
Okay, this is all in Latin, so I don't understand what any of this is. They don't really... They're not explaining what it is.
Let me see.
I mean, there's not...
I know some Latin. Let me see.
No, I mean, it's...
I know a little bit. Let me see.
Morph subject into an insect form. Dude, no, they can do... Dude, if they use black magic... A forbidden spell used to resurrect and combine wandering souls? Yeah. Oh, yeah.
They're robots, though.
Okay. What does that mean?
They aren't souls. They're robots.
Summon broomsticks.
Summon broomstick.
Yep.
What are they going to do
a
when I get...
A swarm of bees. Enlargement of a brain to larger size.
What are they going to do when I take... When I... What is their swarm of bees going to do against one large bee?
I don't know.
I can turn... let's get... You know what? Bumblebee gets an animal form. Actual bee.
There's just one called Nominominominominominominominominous Rocks. Unknown spell. No, it's literally Nominominominous. What is that? Why? What? Conceals target in a sphere of fire.
Huh.
But all the ones that I want to, like, look at of, like, the Mystic Morpher spells don't do any, or aren't telling me what they mean. Or what they do, rather. Spell incantation. Why aren't they telling me anything?
You got nothing. You just got Latin words you don't know the definition of.
Yeah, that's exactly what I'm saying. They're not telling me anything.
My grandpa knows a little bit about Transformers. He was just, his argument is just like, Transformers are just going to sneak around and then win out. Out of the nowhere, they just like, aha, surprise, and then they're just like a big mammoth hulking warrior guy. Also, my grandpa's 71 today.
Oh, hold on. Oh, happy birthday, grandpa.
My grandpa is happy birthday, papa. Happy 71.
But here we go. There is a spell that opens a portal to the underworld.
Opens a portal to the underworld.
So if you get enough of the villains together, they can open one big portal and send like three or more Transformers down into the underworld.
three or more.
Or a group. I don't know how many, per se.
So I was going to say, there are a lot of Transformers. Let me see here. I've got to keep coming back to Mirage. There was a funny little bit in Rise of the Beasts where Mirage the Transformer turns into a full-on exoskeleton mech suit for the human protagonist.
Okay.
So what are you going to do now that I have human Transformer?
Well, first of all, Transformer, I hardly know her. I've been holding it in the whole time and I couldn't do it anymore.
Power Ranger, I hardly know her. I can do the same thing.
But what, okay. So describe what Mirage can do again.
Mirage can, Mirage's whole shtick is being able to make holograms of himself. He can make hologram copies, but he also has, like, up to 30 vehicle forms. But most Transformers can actually maintain knowledge of those different vehicle forms to change into at any time. Megatron in the Bay movies goes between jet and tank, like, consistently.
Dude, there is legit so much you can do with these spells. I'm not even kidding. Like, all the ones...
Power Rangers! It's made for... Well, so is Transformers. They were made for kids. They were both made to sell toys, but... But they got the,
Like, what are you gonna do when, the... Whatever the villain's name is in Mystic Force. Can the good guys learn dark magic for this battle?
Can they on the show?
I mean, it's magic, so probably.
But are they allowed to in the show?
It's probably against what they believe in, but they...
Then the answer is no.
What?
No ideological switches.
Come on.
No ideology changes. Okay. That's changing fundamental character detail.
Okay, then the villains can just be a five-person wrecking crew.
Yeah, I already gave you the villains.
What are you going to do when the villain of Mystic Force turns Optimus Prime into a insect form?
I'm fairly certain that for insect form, it turns living creatures into insects.
Optimus Prime says morph subject into an insect form.
I'm going to assume that to create an insect, they're not creating a brain. They have to have one.
I mean, they're an alien species. They have a brain.
They're robot. They're fully mechanical. Their brains are artificial.
But they have brains.
You would just make a robot bug?
Yeah, just a little tiny robot cockroach.
Can't reduce the mass of the Transformer.
It says insect form. If it's an insect form, then that would make them smaller.
Big insect. See, here's the thing with this. Insect form is most likely designed to make, like, human-sized creatures into insects. Use it on a robot that's, like, triple the size of a human, it's going to be a really big bug.
But, so let's say, or you know how in movies they, or like in Princess and the Frog, the guy didn't just become a big old frog, he became a regular-sized frog.
Yeah.
They changed his mass.
Mm.
It would be the exact same thing if they turned a Transformer into an insect, or a frog, or whatever else.
Mystic Force can turn a robot into an insect.
Yes, like, they can.
Logically, I do not think they can.
Yes, they can.
Google it.
Can Mystic Force turn a robot into an insect?
Can they turn inanimate objects into insects?
Can Mystic Force Rangers use magic on non-living beings?
That is not what I told you to Google.
It's the same thing.
Really isn't.
It doesn't say. Yeah, it doesn't really say.
Mm. We will shelve that one. We'll just not include that one because there's no definitive answer. We're not going to use that argument. We'll shelve that one.
They use magic as a means of connecting to the grid in the place of technology.
in the place of technology.
Yeah. Oh, in the place, like as a replacement to technology. Mm. Oops.
We'll shelve this argument. We're going to shelve insect form and whatnot. We'll just go back to good old... Let's switch to combat. How would they fight? I would assume naturally the Power Rangers would use their Megazords.
Well, yeah. Obviously.
But their Megazords very consistently use swords as a weapon.
Yeah.
Transformers, gun. Big ol' cannon.
You just said Optimus Prime has a sword.
Yeah, he has a sword, but he also has a gun that his arm transforms into. He only picks up that sword in the fifth Michael Bay Transformers movie.
Dodge.
You're going to dodge the gun.
Yeah.
Big ol' hunk of metal. Triple yeah. the size of Optimus Prime dodges the laser cannon.
Well, they can just be like...
Aimed at center mass.
They just be like, Zord, disassemble.
And well, then it hits one of them.
Not necessarily.
Yeah, it'll hit one of them.
Not necessarily.
What do you do when I send... What are you going to do when I send Starscream in to just, like, chop off a limb? Send him fly in at Mach 2. Chop off one of the Zords. Chop off an arm, maybe.
They don't need every limb. If he chops off an arm, then they're ready for it.
They have one arm left now.
Okay, they don't need two arms.
They don't need two arms, but what if I use Starscream and Megatron?
Well, if one of them comes in and cuts off a limb, then they're more ready for it.
But then it comes from behind.
They got that instinct.
They got that instinct?
Yeah.
Cameras behind the robot or something.
Do you think that they wouldn't install something where, like, they can see behind cameras? Them? Yeah.
Probably.
And if they don't do that, then that's stupid.
What do you think would happen in the case of... Let's think back to Transformers Prime. Easily one of the best animated Transformers shows ever made. It's great. It was like the first really, really good Transformers animated show. And it featured one very notable character that isn't like a common appearance in the Transformers canon.
Okay.
That character, of course... What are you doing there?
Breaking news. Maggie Smith, who was, you know, Professor McGonagall in Harry Potter, she was in Downton Abbey, just passed away at the age of 89.
Moment of silence. All right, back to Transformers.
All right, cool.
RC. RC has only ever appeared in one Transformers live-action movie. In one animated movie. But in only one Transformers animated show other than the original G1 show.
Okay.
RC is a very uncommon Transformer, but she has one very notable thing. She's a motorcycle. Her motorcycle means that she is naturally a little smaller than most Transformers. But it also means she is really, really quick, really adept, really dexterous.
Okay.
She can climb. She has this very, very notable thing where she fully climbs onto bigger robots and just beats the crap out of them from their shoulders. So, Power Rangers Megazord.
Yeah.
RC Transformers.
Uh-huh.
RC climbs up your Megazord.
Send a different Megazord for backup.
Black Arachnid. Black Arachnid is a Transformer that turns into a spider.
Okay.
And,
if she can turn into a spider, then we can turn her into an insect, right?
No. We've abandoned insect form already. We're not arguing insect form.
That's lame.
Black Arachnid has this funny little thing where she has 8 spider legs that are like quadruple the size of a normal human. That also carry her about 50 feet off the ground. They extend to about double her height. So, when this 15-foot tall transformer with 30-foot long spider legs starts crawling around and just stabbing into some Megazords. Now what?
Take it one step at a time.
One step at a time.
Yep.
I think that it would be really funny. So do you want to know something that's really funny?
What?
Transformers and G.I. Joe canonically take place within the same universe.
No, we can't use G.I. Joe.
I'm not saying I'm using G.I. Joe. I just thought that it was funny to bring that up.
Oh, okay.
Because that means that at one point, so we had the Snake Eyes movie recently, like a couple years ago, I think.
Yeah.
And then Rise of the Beasts literally said, hey, G.I. Joe happens.
That's so weird.
The next live-action Transformers movie is a G.I. Joe crossover. Yeah, you weren't seeing that coming, did you?
No, I don't like that.
I do. I think that's funny.
Yeah, funny.
Do you know what my argument is now?
What?
It's not who would win anymore. Transformers has better crossovers.
I mean, I guess.
Transformers had a My Little Pony crossover.
That sounds terrible.
No, it was awesome. It was great. Fantastic. And I think they may have actually crossed over with Power Rangers at once. We may have had a Transformers Power Rangers crossover. It was comics, but I think it happened. I'm going to Google that. Let me make sure.
They collabed with the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles.
They did.
In Space Force.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see. I don't know who that person is.
Wow. The Power Rangers Transformers crossover does not exist. That feels like a missed opportunity. They should do that. They're both Hasbro properties.
Yeah, they should just go
for
it.
So is G.I. Joe. That's how that happened. Give me Power Rangers the movie 2 and put Optimus Prime at the end of it. As voiced.
And G.I. Joe.
Yeah. As voiced.
Okay.
By Chris Hemsworth.
In this list, for the best crossovers in Power Rangers history, the Super Mega Force Legendary Battle.
With all of the different Power Rangers series.
Literally everyone.
I believe the Japanese version was much better, honestly. I liked the Japanese version better.
Well, I don't watch the Japanese versions because I don't speak Japanese.
Fair.
On the list of the 15 best crossovers, the Legendary Battle, number 7. How is that possible? That's one of the greatest pieces of...
That was Avengers Endgame before Avengers Endgame.
Yeah,
I think that's what the Russo brothers got the idea from.
Oh, now it's delving into comics. There was a whole Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles comics.
Yeah. TMNT also had a crossover with Batman. I think that's kind of funny. They had a crossover. They had 2 crossover movies with Batman.
Really? Yeah. They're taking the Forever Red Wild Force episode as number 1. Where it's just literally all of the Red Rangers.
Yeah. Yeah, honestly, yeah. I give them that.
I don't.
I give them that.
No.
I will say, I think we have the best crossovers. Because we have a lot of them. I think we had Alien and Predator at one point.
That's just ridiculous.
Transformers, I know, had the IDW comics are incredible. They are absolutely violent. Just, dude, Shockwave, terrifying. Shockwave is a full-on war criminal. I love him. Shockwave is my favorite Transformer. Because he's like my little Cyclops boy. I love him.
Should we get into some closing arguments?
Yeah, let's get into some closing arguments, Miles. Go ahead.
Alright, so, my closing argument about the Power Rangers beating the Transformers is that they could play the, or is that, if you include the villains, They probably have an even amount of people, and they can use magic, they can use instincts, they can use a bunch of other stuff, plus their Zords and everything else that can take down, you know, just some silly robots with guns that can transform into things. And, yeah.
My turn?
Yeah.
Alright, my closing argument. The Transformers' whole shtick is being able to copy the forms of things that they see. That's their whole shtick. They transform into cars, planes, guns, tanks.
Guns? Animals.
They transform into animals. Zords. The Power Rangers Zords are in their animal forms. Theoretically, since they are, in fact, robots in animal form, Transformers should have no trouble even maybe being their own Megazords by combining. They can do that. So, in combination with really powerful guys with these, like, Matrix of Leadership and whatnot, I didn't even get into, like, Matrix of Leadership stuff or Primes and whatnot. Or Sentinel Prime or Alpha Trion. I didn't get into any of those
guys. Oh my goodness.
Anyways, Transformers, Space Gods, sick. They can transform into anything that they want. They could literally just copy the Megazords and be them. They can make more of themselves. They can just... they transform. Their whole thing is adapting. So naturally, I feel like they have the advantage because they can just adapt in the heat of battle. That is all. Anything else to say, Miles?
Nope.
Well... ladies and gentlemen, thank you once again for listening to this episode of Versus on Indies Giant 90.9. I am your host, Kieran Sandulo, as always joined, as always joined by Miles Sprong. We will be back next Friday. I will have a poll up on Monday for if you want to vote on who you think wins. I will remember this time. I mean it. Miles, anything left to say?
No, sir.
All right. Well, thank you everybody for listening. And goodbye.